Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
Good morning. I'm up to speed on the Game of Thrones now.
Oh my gosh. No, you are not. You are barely in season three. You are not up to speed.
I'm just a child when it comes to Game of Thrones.
Here's the thing. When you start talking about it, though, you need to instantly start off with, I'm in season three of Game of Thrones. That way, I mean, for those of us that are in almost to the last episode of season eight, we don't give you any spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want that. Trust me.
I'm with you.
You don't want that.
So we got a Facebook message the other day that I wanted to share. Hold on. I wanted to share with everybody. It's a good message, and I'm kind of proud of these guys for what they did. So these folks sent us a message on our Facebook. It said, I wanted to take a minute to thank Sergeant Adley and Jesse Bigelow. In April, my family and I were driving through Utah in midst of a move from Washington to Texas. We were pulling a trailer, and I must not have secured the roll-top door effectively that morning after removing an item. The door popped open while we were heading through a mountain pass I can only assume was in Carbon County. My bag fell out of the trailer, and I drove for however long before being alerted to the door being open. The bag was recovered and turned into the sheriff's office. Jesse Bigelow was able to locate a cousin of mine that shares my last name through Facebook, who then contacted me about the bag being found. Through a bit of back and forth, I was able to link up with Sergeant Adley, and he arranged for the bag to be sent to me in Texas. In my opinion, this demonstrates a high level of commitment to public service, and I hope the people of Carbon County feel the same about their sheriff's office. Thank you, gentlemen, and everyone else for all you do. You are a credit to your organization, county, and state. So good to hear these things. I mean, what a good deal. And you know, often it would be easy just to take the bag, put it in evidence, and say, well, someone will come looking for it. These guys went the extra mile. They found the people in Texas and got their belongings back to them. So, and I guess it was a pretty big bag.
You know, that it's huge, because I think that so often, and I mean, whether it's on TV or movies or other communities, law enforcement just has this stigma. But here in Carbon County, you guys are doing so many things to go above and beyond and smash that and say, you know what? No, we are the good guys. There's so many times when it gets flopped and people kind of resist law enforcement. But here in Carbon County, there's such an opposite feeling. We love law enforcement in this community, and it's because of things like this.
You know, and it makes me proud to be part of that. And we believe in customer service. And the first time I ever heard that, I thought, customer service? I'm in law enforcement. Who's my customer? Well, everyone you deal with is your customer. You know, treat them with dignity, treat them with respect, treat them like you would want your mother to be treated by a law enforcement officer. And you know, I'm proud of the team that we have, because they do. They treat everybody great and go the extra mile. And like I said, to someone that may have found that bag, it's just a bag full of someone's belongings, no big deal. But it's someone's stuff, and they wanted it back, and they appreciated it. It's great.
Right. And so, you know, that's another thing, is I think as a whole, everyone, we need to learn to be more voiceful when it comes to our appreciation. It's easy to just say, that was an awesome deed, thank you, and to just not say anything. We need to start talking about that more.
You know, and you touched on our community. Our community is so great to its law enforcement, because it's just not that way everywhere else in the world. And not everywhere, but there are places where law enforcement is looked at as the enemy. And I'm so grateful that we don't have that here, and that our officers are embraced in the community. And we try to stay as involved as we can with the community, or at all the community events and everywhere, to kind of interact. And I'm just proud of our community, proud of our law enforcement. I think good things are happening here in Castle Country.
Oh, for sure. I couldn't agree any more. Well, Sheriff, on those same lines, community involvement, warmer weather, kids are almost out of school. We are, well, tomorrow, we're a week away. I mean, it's almost over.
You know,
graduation's coming too.
My kid's a senior. She's already cleaned her locker out and signed off on it, and I think she's pretty well done. But I've been getting a lot of complaints in the Westwood area for speeders. Had one this weekend. A young driver was almost T-boned by a person driving at an excessive speed on Westwood Boulevard. I can't emphasize enough, we need to watch our speed, especially in that neighborhood. We're beefing up our patrols there. I'm trying to get the speed trailer over there, but it's got software issues, so we can't get it out just yet. But I want people to be more conscious of their speed in the neighborhoods, and not just Westwood, but everywhere. Kids are playing now, and you know, I've noticed kids are outside more these years than they've been in years in the past, and that's good to see. But we got to be careful. We got to be responsible as drivers. We need to slow down, take our time. When you hit those neighborhoods, take the extra minute that it takes to drive through there at a safe speed rather than speeding through.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I have noticed a lot more kids outside. Parents, turn off the screens.
Yeah.
Kick them out.
Yeah.
I told my son, I'm determined this summer, you're going to learn how to be a kid again outside.
Outside.
You don't need to be a kid in front of the TV. And, you know, it's working so far. I've got a long road ahead of me, but I'm working on it.
Teach them to drink out of the garden hose. That's the best water there is. I grew up on it.
Yeah. Very nutritional.
So, but you know, they're going to be out playing night games, and there's going to be kids around. And so I want everyone to be aware of that and to slow down. Graduation's coming, and you know that law enforcement stance on graduation is we want the kids to have a good time. We want them to celebrate all their accomplishments, but we want them to be responsible and abide the law, make sure they're following the law. So if you know, you go to a graduation party and there's underage drinking there, I would recommend leaving that party, because law enforcement will come and they'll deal with it. And you know, last year we had a big deal out in Circle K where we had to go deal with a lot of kids. And this year it'll be the same thing. There'll be an enhanced presence from law enforcement. So make sure that you're not doing that. And you know, don't think that we're naive enough to think, since graduation's on a Wednesday, that would be the only opportunity. You know, probably be looking
watch
for
into the weekend as well.
Yeah, I'd probably be looking for a little enhanced presence through the weekend and maybe even into the next weekend. So just giving a few hints there, but I would like everyone to be responsible and let's have fun. Let's be safe. I don't want to hear of any tragedy that happens in our community because of poor decisions.
Right.
You know, it's hard enough to deal with those things, but when poor decisions factor in, it makes it worse.
It definitely does. And you don't want to start off your summer that way.
No. And you absolutely don't want to start off your life as a young person that way. You don't want to be involved in one of those incidences right out of high school. That would be a hard pill to swallow for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in.
You know, it's great to be here. I want to wish everybody a happy spring. Graduation's around the corner, so want to congratulate the graduating class of 2019. You've accomplished a lot. Proud of every one of you. I've coached a lot of the kids throughout the years, and it's awesome to see them graduate. So.
Oh, it for sure is. Well, for additional information on this Castle Country Focus, you can head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.